Now we've got Mairead on the phone who has a dilemma about clothes.
I know, I hate them.
What's the issue?
The issue is I absolutely hate doing clothes. I cannot come to terms with folding clothes and putting them away, and I just leave it to the last minute. So I do every room in the house, and then I wait till the last minute to do the clothes, and like I put it off now for 3 days.
And do you just end up shoving them in wardrobes and hoping for the best, or do you actually fold them?
I move them. So I move them from down to like, so I wash them, I put them into the tumble dryer, and then they're in a pile, and then I fold them on the table, and then I move them from the table upstairs, and then they get thrown on the floor upstairs in one of the rooms. And then they're like turned into another pile of clothes, and I just can't do them. It just wrecks my head.
Do you think it stems from something in your childhood?
So basically, when we were younger, there was like six girls in the house. So as punishment, our mom used to say, get upstairs to that hot press and clean that junk. There's visitors coming and all this. And she'd like lock it, but she wouldn't lock it in the room. But she'd like throw it into the double room. And she'd be like, clean that hot press. And there'd be like hundreds and hundreds of sheets and then tops. And if you can imagine, like six girls in the house. So like you'd be doing all the sheets, but then you'd find socks and like vests and like every single bit of clothing in the sheets in the hot press, and it'd be piled up high. So that was our punishment.
Wow.
Oh, that's a terrible punishment.
It's so funny because my sister Rachel is the exact same. She won't do clothes. We have a phobia. Like we ring each other and we FaceTime each other and we're like, I can't cope with this thing. She's like, it's okay, just breathe. It's so bad.
Oh, I'd say you're not alone. My missus hates the laundry. I think it's just the never-ending aspect of it that gets to her. Like, yeah. It's just every day there's more, and that's it till you die.
It's just a nightmare. Like today now, I like that's it now. I'm going to do it. So I put on your show and I was pottering around the house and I kept going into the room and running out of the room and running into the room and running out of the room.
What you need to do is become really rich and then be like a rapper. You know the way they like wear one white t-shirt and then throw it in the bin? And then wear one pair of white Nike Air Force Ones and then throw them in the bin. You just got to be that person.
I do that with socks, so I've managed to do some of the... I actually do. I can cope like with odd socks. So I have like a pile and I have a basket of clothes out. A basket literally full of socks and underwear, and I'm not sorting it. Like, they're actually going in the bin.
Right, I love it. You're living like a rapper. I'm impressed.
I'm living like a rapper. Yeah. I'm living like a rapper down in Temple Moor.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, when in doubt, torch the lot. That's what they say, isn't
I think
it?
I will, actually. I think I'll go out to a farm here now somewhere and just hold them in. I'll hold them into some farmer's pit.
Well, we would send you out a t-shirt, but that's just making more laundry for you.
Yeah, please don't send me a t-shirt.
No, we won't. Or socks, for that matter. No, I just couldn't do it.
I'll have a cup or something.
We'll find something, we'll stick it in the post here. Maybe a pen or a headband or something.
Yeah, or a box of matches.
Yeah, a box of matches, actually, yeah.
Mairead, thanks a million.
No problem.
All right, have a lovely day.
See you.
You too. Bye.
God, poor Mairead.
Poor Mairead. I don't know what you sounded like there. Like some kind of terrible uncle. What? I'll give you a pen or a headband.
Well, we have a limited merchandise. What can I tell you?
I think a lot of people feel the same way about laundry. As I was saying, my missus hates it, and I don't do half enough of it at home.
Yeah, no,
I'm pretty good at putting my stuff into the laundry basket. But
same.
After that, it just seems to come back.
Well, that's
clean.
The worst thing is like, how does yours come back? Mine comes back in a pile just inside the door of our bedroom, and if I don't deal with it, it just the pile keeps growing. And fair play to her, she's stuck to her guns. She won't go near it.
All our clothes goes into the spare room onto the bed in a big heap, then stays there for a while. Then it gets sorted out and folded into piles belonging to different groups of people in the house.
Do you do that?
I don't.
You don't.
No. Then it goes into piles, and then my kids go in, wrestle on the folded clothes, and then it all ends up in a big pile again. So that's kind of the cycle in my house.